Shotgun snap. Tool back to pass. Throws to the middle. Picked off. And there he goes. Down the sideline. TJ Ward. 10-5. Touchdown. From his own 16-yard line. Takes the snap. Straight back. Steps up. Fires middle for Marshall. Intercepted again by Gibson. He's back 35. Hits to the 30. 25. 20. Hits to the 10. Hits to the 5. Touchdown.
Well, once again, Cutler made an errant throw, and he paid for it this time.
43 yards on the return by Gibson.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app, or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. And we've been remiss because haven't told people 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850.
Give us some information.
To join us, I know. And then you tweet us at Browns_daily. I can't believe we've gone this far into the show, an hour plus, and haven't mentioned that. But we do want you to interact with us. Megan Rock is tweeting through the show here, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on clevelandbrowns.com. We've got Jason Gibbs, our outstanding producer, with us, keeping us on the rails. All right, so we want to get into continue our series of positional reviews from the 2013 season and grades at the respective for the players in those spots. Safety is the spot that we wanted to hit today, Nathan. And
yes,
let's start with Tashaun Gibson.
Okay.
Tashaun Gibson, I thought, one of the great stories of this past season, in that that was supposed to be the hole. Free safety was a big concern. The coaching staff made very little secret about the idea that of all the spots on the team, that was the one that worried them the most, more so than the corner position opposite Joe Hayden. And Tashaun Gibson, who was an undrafted free agent the year before, had come in, shown some good things in 2012, showed some good instincts and good athleticism and basically around the ball. And there was some promise there. But really, through training camp, there wasn't a certain sense, or at least there was a little bit of a discomfort over whether he could satisfactorily fill that position. Well, he went ahead and did that more than satisfactorily. In my mind, the Browns safety position as a whole was strong because Tashaun Gibson helped make it strong and ended up having an excellent year. I thought Tashaun Gibson, for where he came from and what he did, had a better than solid season, and I'm going to give him a B+. I thought he played very well for what he did. He was, again, instinctive when it came to being around the football, those tip passes that led to plays, and he in general just made himself a presence and made his presence felt in that secondary.
Yeah, I thought he had a very good season, and yes, that was the position. I remember one of the quotes that was the position that was going to keep us up at night worrying about what was going to happen there back in training camp. And Tashaun Gibson came out, and all he did was pick off 5 passes, second most among all safeties. He had 4 pass defensed, gave up just a 59.1 opposing quarterback rating, according to Pro Football Focus, which was 5th best amongst the safeties that played more than 50% of their team snaps, 11th best amongst those who played 25% or more. Gibson was there. He was healthy. He played well. As you talk about the big plays, the interceptions, the pass defense, he only gave up 1 touchdown all year. Only 1 pass play of more than 40 yards, which is a free safety, I think is very, very good. The one area that I like to see him shore up a little bit, if I could, was his tackling. He missed 17 tackles. That was 2nd most among all safeties.
That's why he didn't give him an A.
That's why he didn't give him an A right there, and that's a good reason not to. I think if you rank Tashaun Gibson versus expectation, I give him an A+. If you rank Tashaun Gibson objectively as what he did, I will give him an A-, a little bit better than you, because I thought that he did a very very good job in coverage this year, made the big plays when they needed to be made, and was pretty darn good, all things considered. And I want him back as a starter and want to see him continue to develop, because this is one of those things. A lot of people talk about, you know, oh, the Seattle model, and a lot of those guys on the Seattle team were not drafted. They were low draft picks. Tayshaun Gibson was an undrafted free agent. So that is the kind of player, that's the kind of pickup that you can make that can really reap rewards for your team, and I think it did that. And I thought he got better, really, as the season went on as well.
Without a doubt. He's got to improve the tackling thing. You want, because he's physical. He can be physical. I think it's just the form and the technique of tackling that he that he needs to pick up on, that he needs to, and maybe this coaching staff, maybe this will be Mike Pettine and his staff teaching him and doing a better job with him to get him on the right track to being a better tackler. That's the only thing that kept him from, I had him down initially as a solid A, but I was going over and saw, you know, that he had all those missed tackles and said, you know what, this is what I, this is the only part, a free safety has to be a good tackler. It's part of the job.
Part of the job,
his coverage skills, his ball hawking ability, his instincts, all of those things get plus grades. But that's the thing, and I think he'll come around there. And I'm with you. I want to see him return as a starter. And I think in Patton's scheme, which is versatile, I think he'll have an opportunity to thrive.
And one of the things that I loved when Mike Pettine took over is he said he's going to put together mashups of players' best plays, their worst plays, and then show them the way things should be done.
Right.
Let's not forget Mike Pettine last year worked with Jarius Byrd, who missed part of the season with injury, came back, named the Pro Bowl, considered by many to be the best free safety in the NFL. So there's going to be a lot of good teaching that can come out of that prior relationship that I think will be good for the development of Tayshaun, continued development, I should say, of Tayshaun Gibson, who was one of the great surprises of this Cleveland Browns team. His running buddy back there in the Browns, we really don't have to talk about two guys here because they both played over 1,000 snaps, were out there all season long, was, of course, T.J. Ward, an All-Pro, went to the Pro Bowl, one of the six Browns to do so, had a very, very good season, gave up an opposing quarterback rating of just 61, himself gave up one touchdown, had two interceptions, two pass defensed in coverage as well, a very good tackler, a physical guy. He had 45 stops, that's tackles within 1 or 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. That was most among all safeties, so he's great against the run. If anything, if you were going to nitpick, you'd say, okay, in one-on-one situations, could it be a little bit better in coverage? Okay, yeah, but I want to see him back as well. If I'm the Browns, my approach is I'm going to franchise him because it's a cheap thing. Let him prove one more year that he can stay healthy, because we have to. That was the knock on him coming into the season, was that we couldn't see a healthy T.J. Ward for 16 games. Well, he did it. Let's see him do it one more year, and then I think he can be rewarded with a nice contract, because I do believe he's one of the pillars of this team. He's one of the leaders of this team on and off the field, and I'd like to see him back and know that that starting defensive backfield at safety position will have the good continuity, and we'll have that familiarity of two guys who played well together last year.
Can't let TJ go, and I hope that franchise tag is utilized for him. That is the smart way, because the cost is not prohibitive to do that with a tag. You've got Alex Mack, and you got to tie him up too. You got to figure out a way to get him under contract before free agency begins and do a longer-term deal with him, and I do hope they're able to retain one of the very best centers in the National Football League. But T.J. Ward, one of the very best strong safeties, and I've always been a fan of his. I've always thought he had what it took. I had some people push back on that on me within this organization when I brought it up in 2011 and then 2012. There were people who sort of said, yeah, do you really feel that way about the guy? He's so inconsistent, he can't stay healthy, on and on and on, and people questioning his coverage skills. What I've seen is a guy progress, just get better, progressively improve, and show that he has the goods to what led him to become a Pro Bowl selection this past season. And that validated him as a player, and I think validated in my mind that I know what I was talking about when I saw this guy and saw what kind of skills he has. And also the scheme took better advantage of him. He was a better player, really. Rob Ryan kind of took the youthful T.J. Ward and put him in positions to make some plays. Then in the seasons that he was under Dick Geron as a defensive coordinator, I think his career kind of suffered a little bit. He wasn't as comfortable in that scheme, and the adjustment didn't work so well for him. Ray Horton comes in last year and I think got a lot more out of him, made him more of a – of a freelancer, aggressive guy to just be around the play, be around the
get
ball,
around the box.
And,
yep.
and yeah, be again, be Troy Polamalu, be that type of player, be Ed Reed, be the guys who are entrusted to make plays and don't have to necessarily be so rigid and structured in where they are in their scheme. So all that said, I gave T.J. Ward an A+.
An A+, and I gave T.J. Ward a very solid A. Again, want to see him back here, and I think the most judicious approach, if they can't get a long-term deal, is to franchise him, buys another time, a year to get that done. Also, it puts a little bit of onus on T.J. Ward to continue to play at a high level and show that he can stay healthy. But I think he's very important on and off the field in the locker room, a leader of this team, and definitely would like to see him back in the safety position. If I'm going to go ahead and look at it, I think that duo performed better than any position group on the team.
Without a doubt.
And that was a concern in the preseason.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. And to really, the only two guys we can talk about who played that spot would be those two guys. Johnson Batamosi, I just want to bring up because of his exceptional special teams work.
Yep.
I mean, I want to give him some love because the guy is still one of the best gunners in the league, has that talent. Not so sure how comfortable he is playing at either safety or corner position, and he's played both. He's kind of that utility, you know, that utility knife, if you will, that Swiss Army knife that you can put in some multiple spots in a pinch, but not really comfortable with him in the coverage area. Much more comfortable watching what he can do on special teams. And Jordan Poyer, when he got in there, was, you know, okay. I mean, he didn't do anything special. And I'd say for both of those guys, you know, they were probably C-minus D players,
yeah,
who just at those respective positions. But put him on special teams and they were okay. They were pretty good.
I thought Poyer looked a little bit lost in coverage, but again, it was his rookie season, 7th round pick out of Oregon State. So, you know, you can see how he can develop in another year here.
Yep.
But, yeah, he struggled. Listen, the bottom line is great play from Gibson, great play from T.J. Ward, a position of strength for the Cleveland Browns, and I think they got to find a way to keep that duo together on the back end of this defense.
216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want to hear from you and watch your tweets at Browns_Daily. It's Vic Carucci. He is Nathan Nate Dogg Zagura. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you say something new, and you always got the endless kid.